Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Busy, busy day in Richmond. We are in the Big Ten. Usual crowd is among us. Pete, Tandler, Mitch, how's everybody
doing?
Good day of practice. They looked good out there. They were working hard. I thought Alex Smith looked sharp. I thought Paul Richardson made some nice plays. Plenty for us to discuss. Mitch seems very concerned about Pete's leg.
Well, after you talked about pulling a tick off, I just wanted to make sure Pete wasn't being
a tick. I did just have a tick here in the tent. Yeah, today was the muddiest day by far. My feet, my shoes are a mess.
Kind of some hard overnight rains yesterday afternoon.
We're going to have Alex Smith on the podcast. We had a really good sit down. The highlight of the interview was, I think, I asked him about the Consen-Kirk comparisons, and I'm going to let his answer speak for itself because it's damn good. Also wanted to talk about something. The podcast party is this Saturday night, August 4th, Matchbox and Short Pump. Hardywood is our beer sponsor. We're all very excited about that.
I tried some out last night. It was delicious. Hardywood Pilsner.
Yeah, Hardywood's legit. They make a Richmond lager.
They had a real good IPA.
Yeah, I'm in on them all the way. I bring that up because I checked the reviews, and there are some very funny ones.
Ooh.
But we're closer than you think about all wearing
the
bolos.
We might backdoor cover this thing.
Hey, Redskins fans, don't hang me out to dry and make me the only one there with a bolo.
So I think we are at
stop at 349.
I'll make a fake account and add a 350th if we get there.
I want to see Tandler in a bolo.
I would love to see Tandler in a bolo. And if you bring up the damn turkey hat, nobody cares about the turkey hat.
I'm the only one who's done something for this podcast.
For me. All right.
I'm wearing a bolo regardless.
What day is today? Wednesday?
Wednesday.
All right. We're at 327 ratings right now. And for all the folks that listen via Android and Google and everything else, I know you can't leave reviews, and I'm sorry. But on Apple, you can, and that's what we check. So we're at 327. Let's be honest here. It's a long shot. It's a Kenny Ladler.
No, he's no longer a long shot.
It's a Kenny Ladler.
Can I just walk through the people how to do it real quick? Because sometimes people don't know. So instead of going to how you're listening to it right now, you actually have to search for the Redskins Talk podcast. Hit that little search button, find it, and then there's a add a review button. That is how you leave a review, and you should be doing it right now.
And let's be frank, it's not easy.
No.
So it takes some work.
Yeah.
And just us wearing bolos is not going to be easy.
Of course.
So
I'm going to make that bolo look good.
Mitch knows how to wear a bolo.
Pulling it off.
All right. We have a lot to discuss today. I want to read a review. I almost want to start with one thing because all of us have a different one thing. But you know what? I'm burying the lead.
Well,
Let's talk about Josh Doctson.
Yeah, I was wondering. It was a great practice until that happened. That kind of took the air out of the whole thing, I thought.
All right. Well, you're an idiot, Pete.
Josh Doctson going down and hurting his shoulder didn't put a damper on the practice.
I take it back. You're a very averagely smart man.
Thank you.
You just made Pete's day, by the way.
No, D-Hall made his day.
Yes.
So we also have a D-Hall bonus podcast that, depending on how the votes go on Twitter, we're just posting them both and giving people
really
a little bit of podcast porn.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's great. Doctson goes down. Doctson was having a great camp. Doctson goes down today. We don't know the severity. We're recording this while we know he's being evaluated for a shoulder injury.
Right.
It's entirely possible by the time you listen to this, the results are known. Regardless, it looked painful. It happened right in front of us. Josh Norman landed on top of him, driving his shoulder into the ground. The only thing I'm going to say before we get any further, Doxson still could have caught the ball.
So I talked to Norman afterwards about the play, and he was basically saying that had Alex Smith been able to deliver the ball center mass, it wouldn't have happened. That he had to, because he had to reach over him to try and rip the ball out, he ended up having to kind of go through him, and that's how he ended up landing on him. And, you know, Josh felt bad about the play. He sat with him, as he was being tended to or whatever. But it was kind of one of those unfortunate plays. I mean, that's what happens when guys are competing and two real good players are going up against each other.
It's football.
Yeah, football.
The best case scenario is, you're hoping Doxson just got the wind knocked out of him. He was kind of rolling around a bit, but then he walked straight into the facility, which revealed it's probably a little bit more
than that.
And
the way he was holding that left arm.
That left arm was still. So you thought collarbone.
Josh Doxson tweeted already.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Hashtag I'm good.
Hey, athletes.
That's fine.
Self-diagnosis is fine.
It's better than no tweet, I would say.
Great degree of skepticism.
It's better than I'm out 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, I have that on.
So this can dovetail right into my one thing then. Josh Doxson going out, my guess is he's at least going to miss a day or two of practice, right?
At the very least.
That's what it looked like coming off the field. Remember last year, the hamstring strain, he missed some time, and that didn't look nearly as severe as this did.
Well, is this more or less concerning than the MRI?
More. It happened.
It's an actual injury.
Wait, were you mocking me?
I was.
And so did I.
Too slow.
Taylor, yours didn't count. Well, shit. Now
let's roll into your one thing. What's your one thing?
The receiver battle is getting very interesting. Everybody loves Trey Quinn. Pete loves Trey Quinn. Fans are all in on Trey Quinn. He looks like he's got a spot. He got some work with the ones. When Pete brings that up later, I actually made myself a note for my reply. But Maurice Harris, Robert Davis.
I'm not talking about him again today.
I think you are. Yeah. Brian Quick. These guys aren't going anywhere, and if Doxson is out a little while, it's not going to be Trey Quinn playing on the outside getting those increased reps. It probably won't be Crowder going out there. This is a path to more snaps, more reps for those other guys to show what they can do there. And I talked with a coach leaving the field. I tried to kind of drill down on Gruden this morning about special teams from your receivers, how important is that. And Jay gave some information but kind of did Jay things, and the real issue is going to be, what are you looking for from your fourth, fifth wideout? Taylor, I tell you what, based on a couple conversations I had today, I think they're keeping five wide receivers again, especially if they plan on keeping four running backs. There's not a lot of depth at wideout. Yeah. As far people want them to keep six, I don't. Last year they didn't.
Yeah, well, they kept four running backs last year also. But what they did last year, they're not going to do again this year, is eight offensive linemen.
Assuming
that's they had
health.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't care if everybody is in pristine health. They're not going to go with it. But, of course, then they did immediately pick up T.J. Clemmings
right.
as their ninth as soon as the Cravens thing went down. Now, I don't know if they would have actually gone
so
into
you're
the
saying
season
they're
going to
go with nine.
With they're going to go with nine.
And that is true. And there so is, there's a spot to be gained by – keeping three tight ends this year.
Right.
They're only going to keep three tight ends. We know who those are. But if that spot goes to the O-line, where does your fourth running back come from?
Maybe nine linebackers.
Maybe. Pete Roberts is still making the team. So I just think the Doxson situation is going to make the receiver battle, which at this point, is the receiver battle or the running back battle the most intriguing?
They both are.
It's equal. Yeah, I don't know.
Pick one, damn it. Up or down vote?
Running backs.
Why?
I think it's a tighter battle.
Why?
I have no idea who, other than two guys, who the other two are going to be.
Running back, you're saying?
Running back, I'm saying.
Okay. Taylor, what say you?
Well, I guess, because there's more moving parts right now in the wide receiver battle. I think Doxson's injury, not that it's likely to have him out of any regular season games, but I think that kind of – I know.
Right.
I think because there's more going on there, I think the wide receiver battle is a little more intriguing.
Pete, what about you?
Yeah, I'd say receiver. There's more players, and it's there's kind of the, I don't even know if I'm using this word properly, the dichotomy of you have the older guy in Brian Quick. You have the guy who's been around a little bit in Mo Harris. You have the two draft picks, one who's kind of raw and one who may not have as much physical talent but is more polished than Trey Quinn. There's just a lot of different choices.
I think that's a multi-cotomy. Dichotomy is two.
A quad-cotomy.
Right. But I hear there's a lot of moving parts, and it's kind of fun to try to figure out.
But they're both really, really fun to watch.
Right. It clearly makes us yell at one another, which is always good. So that's my one thing. Just this receiver battle is heating up. It's not going anywhere. I mean, Brian Quick had a hell of a catch on a Colt McCoy pass in the end zone. Mo Harris made plays. Trey Quinn made a great diving catch. The thing to remember with Robert Davis when we don't name him is he was a draft pick last season. They brought him back, and athletically –
the only draft pick who was cut, by the way.
Right. But athletically, he is off the charts. And if you're looking at who you want to develop, who you think could maybe become something, Ike Hilliard really likes Robert
Davis. I wrote just that in a story yesterday, that the one thing that separates him is his athleticism isn't just better, it's superior by a huge amount to everybody else he's competing with. He's got a really high ceiling.
Brian Quick is who he is. We've seen peak Brian Quick, you know, which is what did he catch last year?
Peak Brian Quick was 2 years ago. He had about 500 yards.
Yes. His best season ever was 45 catches.
Right, and that was like he caught
111 catches since 2012. The other guys that he's competing with just have 12, which is all Mo Harris. So if you want to go experience, that's him. But you also he's not going to be a focal point and suddenly bloom into something
else. He's also
going to
do a lot of specials, which we've said a thousand times.
Right. All right, Mitch, I didn't say the other one that I'm going to let you have. You're up.
So my one thing is actually a five-minute span of practice. We had Preston Smith mic'd up, and so O-line was going against D-line and outside linebackers in a pass rush drill. And lo and behold, what do we see?
Mitch?
Let's not get too excited. It was a very short window.
Mitchell, what do we see? It's the first window.
We saw my guy, Ty Ezeki.
Who's Taylor playing the Rocky music for, Ezeki or Mitch?
Both. Just kind of the whole moment.
It was, by the way, it was not a good rep. He got real bad. But
you don't care. You don't care about that.
There. And as I'm texting JP to make sure that he sees it.
Can I just read the text?
Yeah,
I went over to tell him this, too. So don't worry.
Let me just, as right, I'm texting ahead. JP to do this, behind me, my boy Kenny Ladler takes a pick six all the way back.
It's just
oh my god. These are the texts from Mitch. How about that Kenny Ladler making plays all over the field? So I replied one thing, like make that your one thing. And then he replies one-on-one and Ezeki taking some guard reps. Ha, I just tweeted that. I'm watching. Maybe just one for now, but keep an eye. And then Mitch goes, cool, he's had a good day today. And right on cue, Kenny Ladler pick six. What a 5 minutes for Team Mitch.
There is not a louder event at training camp than a Kenny Ladler turnover, because he screams and lets the whole city of Richmond know that he did something good.
Yo, I wanted to chest bump him so bad as he was running by me. I was in. I was so happy.
Gives you the ball to spike it.
Two guys real quick. At what point is it time to start talking serious about Kenny Ladler and about Danny Johnson?
I think you got to see him in game situation. Yeah. You got to put him in a situation where they're can hit it, can tackle guys, can put their hands on him on the line of scrimmage. So, as much fun as it is to watch him make plays here, let's wait to see what he does once we get to the games.
My one thing is Taylor's really good at this song.
Paul Richardson. He has made
have a day, Paul Richardson.
First few, how many? This is practice number six.
Who the hell knows
first
anymore?
First five practices, he made some very good near catches. Yep. He had one where he had it pinned off his helmet, looked like he was going to make a falling grab, trickled out when he hit the ground. Some other near misses. Today, he made Alex Smith launched it downfield, down the left sideline. He beat Josh Norman.
The first deep
and
ball
it
for Paul.
Quite a full layout to make the catch, but it was a lunge that landed him on the ground.
I mean, that was 10 yards in front of where I was set up shooting the defense, and that was a pretty full layout. I mean, he was extended.
You know, sometimes the receivers will lay out for a pass when they really just could have kept on running and probably caught it. But this he needed to do. It was just a touch overthrown. Made the catch, hit the ground. Boom. A little bit later, they're doing red zone.
Yo, real quick. After that catch, Josh Norman gets up and he goes, gosh darn! It's pretty great.
That was that kind of play if you're a defender, that's for sure. Made a red zone or 2 minute, I can't remember which, but made another diving catch. This one
the 2 minute
shorter, about 15 yards.
Talk about the one where he came down hard.
I asked him after, I said, how do you balance these diving catches in Richmond where they don't matter and trying to stay healthy? And he goes, if you don't make the catches in practice, you're not going to be able to make them in games. I mean, he does take a while to get up after somebody like, oh, did he just do something to his shoulder? But
and he did actually earlier in one of the first sessions.
Mm-hmm.
He got into a little battle with
Kenny Ladler.
Yeah,
got physical.
Kind of lost his balance, went down.
So you'd say Ladler won the rep?
He held him so hard.
He
Paul goes, why are you holding me? And then his knee, he kind of had to go down and hold his knee because he got hurt. But he was first. He had to dress Ladler for holding.
So he said
Mitch
he got the wind knocked out of him. He might have banged his knee a little bit.
Was there a flag on the play?
It looked like they were working.
Yeah, and then 2 seconds later, he shredded Quentin Dunbar on a slant route, so it was okay.
So good. You know, Paul Richards, I'm not going to say he finally showed up because his presence has been felt, but today he actually completed some plays that he hasn't been completing before.
Good one, Rich.
Thanks.
Into the microphone, yeah.
Is that a sincere thanks?
Yes.
All right.
So I took a lot of notes today, and I have – I can't decide. I actually have some, like, good football one things instead of just, like, oh, Trey Quinn's really good. I'll
say
that –
How many times do you have Trey Quinn written on that card?
Just once when he made the catch, and I underlined it because I wanted to go talk to JP about it. So Greg Stroman, he just seems like he is always in the position to make a play, and he just can't get his hands on the ball.
He was in coverage on the Brian Quick
play. The Brian Quick touchdown, and then he had one and one-on-ones with that Simi Cobbs guy who just – and he just out-muscled him for the ball. Stroman.
Simi Cobbs is a big dude.
Stroman's level of play is why I just did some Googling on Danny Johnson.
And that's why I wrote, we don't really know. Like, both Virginia Tech cornerbacks have been iffy, him and Alexander. So, you know, Danny Johnson, Texada is another corner who seems to kind of have his nose involved more than Greg Stroman. Those two guys just, especially Stroman, he's always there, but I haven't seen him deflect a pass, pick a pass off, and he just seems a little lost when the ball's in the air.
We also talk about special teams for the back half of the roster, and Stroman's a guy who can punt return and kick
so
return.
So can Danny.
Sure, so can Danny. But
that's going to be a part of it. It's going to be a big part of it.
I don't think Crowder's going to be punt returning again this season.
I asked Jay. He said, sure, why not?
That's reassuring.
Yeah. I still can't tell.
You're giving a one-liner as an answer about your punt return.
Right. I still can't tell if he was clowning me or not. I never got an official ruling. Quick story. Real quick. We saw a lot of Jordan Reed today in 11-on-11. We haven't seen much of that. That's tremendously valuable.
That was supposed to not take
place until Saturday. Well, it took place.
Per Jay yesterday.
It took place today.
Yeah.
And he was – I mean, that – now – do the coaches have a conversation with the defensive players? Hey, don't effing hit 86. Don't effing hit 25. Yes, but at the line of scrimmage, there's still a level of physicality you can't really ignore. It just kind of happens. And it was happening out there today, and I found that pretty interesting. Reed almost made a spectacular play in the end zone on an Alex Smith pass that he dove for, which I'm not sure everybody wants him diving quite yet. He had the ball, didn't come down with it, but it was pretty special.
Well, tell you, real quick,
sure.
The yellow jersey recovering player thing. Chris Thompson got pretty tangled up with Preston Smith, who was about almost a foot taller wheel route.
Preston was on him.
How impressive was that? That Preston was step for step with him.
Step for step.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taylor.
And they kind of got
I
tangled
heard Taylor
up.
Go,
and
good
I
job,
going,
Preston.
Don't
Woo!
Fall on him.
Oh, Preston came back running down the line, running down the boundary, yelling, they're going to have to give me two paychecks. One is a shutdown corner and one is a linebacker.
And Taylor agreed. He goes,
you know what's pretty remarkable? I heard Larry Michael teasing his Redskins Nation show today, and he's like, today we've got Preston Smith and Rich Taylor. What a coincidence. You guys are on the show at the same time.
The stars have been aligning for all
How
of us
happy
today.
Were you to sit in the same chair as Preston?
We were not sitting in any chairs.
You sat in the same chair at different times.
I didn't. I stood. I didn't sit.
Oh. Pardon me.
I'll leave that one alone.
So late in the session, before Doxson got hurt, obviously, they were doing goal line work. And a lot of QB runs you see are just busted plays where the quarterback can't get hit, so he runs a little bit. You see that on run plays, too. Fans will scream about a running back that finishes out a run and runs another 20 yards when it would have been a three-yard gain. But there was one in the goal line that was a very real. What do you know? Alex Smith was on the move again outside of the pocket, and there wasn't a play there. He realized he could get to the corner, and he starts running for it. And he's really running. And Doxson realizes it and immediately starts blocking Quentin Dunbar. And Smith got to the corner, hit the end zone, you know, jogged a couple more steps. As he turned around, he's like, good stuff, Doc, good stuff, good block. And that is those two starting to figure one another out. Especially, I think, in those red zone situations, Smith's legs are going to be a weapon. We're going to turn it over to Alex to explain that himself. I asked all of these things. Real quick, I'm going to read one review because we're at 327. 350 is in sight. A lot of times I think it's Apple just like is weird and takes a couple days to publish them. So if you're going to put one in, put it in now, and maybe it'll get there in time for the podcast party.
This Alex Smith interview, his answer about running the option is –
Who wants to do it and who doesn't?
Pretty spectacular.
Yeah, Alex is great, and the interview is great. Real quick, this is from, this is from Salsa Shark 2004, five stars.
Shark Week.
What is there to say about the Redskins talk crew? You have the grumpy old man Rich Tandler, who, despite obviously disdaining everyone and everything created or born after 1960, is a goldmine of football information and terrible jokes. You have the criminally underrated Pete Haley, may have no idea what he's...
It's more like 1970, but carry okay. on.
Stop. Let me start. You've been reviewed.
You started talking. Save me. That's Pete right there. You have the criminally underrated Pete Haley, who may have no idea what he's doing, but is endearing in his obliviousness. That is a perfect description.
It started way better at criminally underrated, and then the rest kind of went downhill, but thank you.
Perfect for Pete. You have Hockey Mitch, who loves some big men and good food. Then you have – are you cool with that?
Concise.
I mean,
it's all accurate. True.
He's not wrong. Certainly not wrong.
The phrasing could use some work maybe, but
you have Hockey Mitch, who loves him some big men and good food. Then you have JP, who tries his hardest to keep the others in line, but who also is quietly the biggest reason the show goes off the rails.
Not quietly. It's
nailed
obvious.
It.
I think
nailed
that,
it.
That's pretty good, Salsa. And then he said, all told, the info is good, the shtick is better, and bolo ties are the best.
Oh, a pro shtick reviewer. That's yes. right to my heart there.
Salsa Shark, you're my guy. Thank you. You're my person. Thank you very much. Here comes Alex.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Alex Smith, Southern California guy, spent plenty of time on the West Coast. What do you think of this Richmond weather? You see the mud everywhere. Are you enjoying yourself?
Yeah, luckily the San Diego days were long behind me. Growing up was definitely spoiled. Didn't play in many bad weather games. Pretty soft when it came to weather. But luckily, you know, coming from the Midwest the last 5 years, I had a lot of experience with inclement weather, which I think is important. I mean, this is a game that's played in fall and winter, you know, and I think a lot of times we play through a lot of crazy conditions other sports don't. So being a quarterback, I mean, it's awesome practice to be able to practice in it. You know, it's invaluable. as crummy as it is sometimes, and you don't want to do it to play in the elements and practice in the elements for somebody that's handling the ball that much. It's great work for us.
So let's talk about the work then a little bit. OTAs are cool. Minicamp's nice. This is real now. You guys are installing the offense. Me watching, it seems like things look different. You are on the move a lot more than previously we've seen in Jay Gruden's offense. How is everything coming together? What do you think of the fit?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've got great work in, most importantly. I mean, we have a ton of stuff in. We've gotten great work situationally. We get great looks from our defense, so they give us we've got to prepare for about everything there is. And that's great for us preparing for the season, you know, because we do get a little bit of everything. The biggest thing, once we put the pads on for us, I mean, we're not live totally, but now that the pads are on, you really get simulated pockets. I mean, this is real. Guys are moving, things opening up. You got to be able to move your feet, make throws, move your feet, and escape at times. And so now you get closer to feeling like a football player this time of year as a quarterback. And this is, once again, really good for us to kind of get back into that mode, because come game time, you're live, you're rolling. I mean, you don't have to sit back there. I mean, a lot of times we work on that in the off seasons for that kind of practice, but certainly there comes a time when you're a football player and you gotta go make a play. And this is a great opportunity to get out there and get that repped.
And you talk about go make a play. One of the things you do well is move around in the pocket. You can scramble. You guys are running option out there. Not read, not RPOs, not read option, straight option. Were you expecting that?
I feel like I've been pushing it on,
really?
On Jay and the coaches and
so
Cap.
So that's you wanting to run
I've been pushing that a lot. I love the quarterback-driven stuff. I think it's a great wrinkle. I think it makes the defense prepare for a lot.
Are they pushing back?
Sometimes. We'll see if it gets called. You know,
it's easy to call when there's no hitting.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I love it. I love it. I mean, I feel like I have a lot of tools, and it would be a shame not to use them all. And so I really feel like that's part of that. Of being able to do a little bit of everything as a quarterback, I want that. I want that all in. Yeah, it's not always going to get called, but to have it there in case you need it is always a great ability to have that in your tool belt. So, yeah, I keep pushing on it. Hopefully we'll keep expanding upon it.
You're not a social media guy, and that's cool. Are you aware of how glowing the reviews about you in Washington have been so far?
I mean, I don't see a lot of that, to be honest. I've had people say things here and there to me. To me, I mean, a little bit. I mean, listen, we haven't played a game yet, so it's easy. I mean, we've had OTAs. We've had the start of camp, so it's easy to have a glowing report card at this point. The proof's in the pudding. We got to go do it. I have to go do it. We got to go win games, you know. And like I said, we are optimistic. I think we've had a great camp thus far. We've had great work. It's only just begun. But at the same time, we got a lot left ahead of ourselves. We can't, you know, go patting ourselves on our back yet.
So to follow that, another are you aware of then, just about everything that happens is being compared to what happened before with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that? Do you care?
I don't care at all. Certainly aware of it. That's inevitable. I mean, it's just the nature. He's been a quarterback here the last few years. You know, now I'm here. I mean, I think that's just the human nature. I don't think that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't buy into it. I'm not
everywhere. Sorry.
I'm not succumbing to that. We're different players. We're different styles. This is a whole new year, new team. I'm not even thinking about that. So, no, man, I'm looking forward to every day. In the back of my mind, knowing that September 9th is right around the corner and working every day towards that.
All right. Well said. Let's do a little word association. I'm going to give you – hopefully this bug goes
no
away.
Worries.
Sorry. I'm going to give you a player and you – coach maybe. You just tell me what comes into your head.
Okay.
Let's start with Paul Richardson.
Ooh. I mean, besides fast?
Fast is good.
Fast and open.
You guys had a good day today.
Yeah.
Jamison Crowder.
Oh, man.
You already used fast.
I know.
You can't use it again.
Golly. They're just relentless, I think. Jameson's just relentless. The guy never stops working, never stops trying to uncover. He has such a tough battle because he gets so many looks. He goes against. He's got to know it all, but the guy's just relentless in there.
Let's go to Trent Williams. He's an important player for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think he's kind of been the cornerstone of the offensive line here the last several years. Elite lineman, elite, obviously, left tackle. one of the most premium positions in the NFL, and he's the guy that I think has set the bar for, you know, what that position, the level it needs to be played out. So he really kind of has, and he's been the cornerstone of this line for a long time.
Josh Doctson.
Man, rising. I mean, I just think he's just continued to rise. And he can do it. He can rise literally, too, with his jumping ability. But I think just his ability overall, I mean, the guy just continues to get better and better. I love now with the pads on. I think he is a football player. I love now that we put the pads on. You can see his full arsenal really come out. And I think it's only just really begun for him. He's got a ton left.
Last one on offense, Darius Geis.
Energy. Got a kid has a ton of energy. His positivity comes in. He's always got a smile on his face. Loves to get in and make plays. And then, man, he, for being a guy that I felt like had this thing about always, you know, run the ball from the eye. He's a downhill runner. I mean, he's good in the pass game as well. He's been great in protection. So I'm excited to see him out there once the bullets start flying.
Other side of the ball, Josh Norman, and then I only have one more left.
Josh, man, he's tough. He's dangerous. You know, I think as a quarterback, you always have these corners that you know that are dangerous, that can jump and make plays they shouldn't make. And Josh is that guy. You always got to be careful with him and know where he's at.
Last one, Jay Gruden.
Oh, man.
Ooh, I got
a lot of words there.
You want to think on that?
I got him. Let's just start coming.
Let's go.
I mean, sarcastic, smart, competitive, fiery, down to earth. I think those are all great qualities. He loves to be out here. He's a great teacher. He loves to compete. And then I think that just to have a head coach that I feel like is unfazed by his position. He's just true to himself. I think all the guys appreciate that. You know, how at ease he is. How much he likes coming out here and getting after it every day. So,
all right. This is your opportunity. Say whatever you want to Redskins fans. They're listening.
I think I don't want to say too much. I mean, listen, I think this group, we have a prideful team that I think understands the opportunity we have to put on these jerseys, you know, and go out there and play for this fan base. And I think we all are like I said, prideful of that and want to go out there and deliver. But talk is cheap. You know, there's nothing I can say that we're going to say right now that's going to mean anything. We got to go do it. I think we understand that. That's exciting. It's an exciting challenge. And I think we got a group that's up for it.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.